In Christ Jesus, dear fellow redeemed, God's grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Father through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The portion of God's word for our consideration this morning is the psalm that we just sang, Psalm 121. It is my guess that in the next 9 days, there will be a sharp spike in the number of prayers being sent up to heaven from this campus. The black clouds of finals week are very visible on the horizon. And we wonder what destruction they will bring upon our lives. Even though we may be well prepared, there is still that fear and uncertainty that grips our heart. From where will we get help? The normal human process is to look to oneself first. Well, I've still got a few more days. I can study hard. I can pull an all-nighter if I have to. I will be ready for those tests. Then as we grow more desperate, we reach out to those around us. Maybe friends who are in the same class. We're confident that they've worked harder and studied more than we have, so maybe they can help us. Or maybe we'll even try to reach out to the professor. Maybe he'll be kind towards us and give us a pointer in the right direction. But even though we use all of these channels, as the hours for the exam finally come, in desperation, we simply send up a cry to the Lord. Oh Lord, help me. The psalmist would have us reconsider this line of thinking. The first verse of our text says, I lift my eyes up to the hill. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Where does our help come? The psalmist uses actually the image of Jerusalem here, the mountain of the Lord, Zion, his holy hill. We know that when Daniel was in exile, 3 times a day he would open the windows towards Jerusalem and bow down in prayer. Jerusalem and the holy mountain, the place where the temple is, were a source of comfort for the Old Testament people. Because God decided for that hill to be the place of his presence, his visible presence, during the Old Testament period. And so Israelites, Old Testament believers, would turn their faces to the hills. But lest we think that we're praying to a mountain or to someone who resides locally, notice what the psalmist says. My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. See, the God of the Israelites was not limited to a location like so many gods of the world. In fact, he transcends above, far above the earthly mountains. He is the maker of heaven and earth. When we turn our eyes to the Lord, we are not turning our eyes simply to someone that is slightly stronger than us. We are turning our eyes to the one who created heaven and earth. We are turning our eyes to the one who can truly help us We do not pray to an impotent God, but one who by the power of his word created everything that is. But that's not where our real comfort comes from either. It's not just that God can help us, but that God will help us. Notice the rest of the psalm. He says, he will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The psalmist here is drawing so much comfort from the Lord watching over him. 6 times he uses that phrase in the psalm, that the Lord is watching over you. Yeah, God created the heavens and the earth, and that's, he resides in heaven. He's transcendent above all of creation. And yet he's watching. Some, when they send up their prayers, it's like a Hail Mary. Maybe God will intervene in my life, and maybe God will pay attention to my needs. Maybe God will help me in my desperate situation. But the Lord watches over you. The Lord has the power to help you and desires to help you. He watches over your going out and your coming in, every part of your life. Even the small details of our life. In fact, through the Apostle Paul, he would write, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." There is nothing so big in your life that God can't handle it. And there's nothing so small that God doesn't care about it. So if there is something in your life that is causing you to be anxious, God wants you to pray to Him. God wants you to come to Him and lay your concerns at His feet. Now, why would the Almighty God, the maker of heaven and earth, pay such close attention to worms, sinners such as you and I? It's only because of Jesus. It's only because Jesus lived and died for us. You know, we may turn our physical eyes to Jerusalem and remember the temple there and God's presence in the Holy of Holies. But the temple itself isn't God's greatest work in Jerusalem. New Testament Christians turn their eyes towards that place because of the work that God did in Jesus. That our Savior suffered and died there. That He took the guilt of all of our sins on Himself. That there in Jerusalem He lay in the grave and rose triumphant Easter morning. So today, New Testament Christians still turn their eyes towards Jerusalem as they cry out for help. Because in that place, God gave us the greatest help that we needed. The forgiveness of all of our sins. And it's that forgiveness that gives us confidence to face the black clouds of finals week and whatever other tests God may allow to enter our life. It's that forgiveness that assures us that God is watching over us. It's that forgiveness that assures us that He will work all things for our good. So in the midst of life's trials, let us turn our eyes to the hills and look to the Maker of heaven and earth, who not only made us, but redeemed us in His Son. To Him be glory, both now and forever. Amen.